This message was preached by Afan Erichali during the 2017 New Year Workers Family Retreat with a theme, The Family and Revival, which took place from the 1st to the 4th February at Epqua Good News Narai High Cost Kaduna. For further inquiry and counsel, please contact Refuge Bookshop, number 19 Mayera Road by Navit Plaza, opposite Zidka Model Schools, Narai High Cost Kaduna. Telephone numbers 0703-456-8035, 0805-8455-719. Email thethreshersteam@yahoo.com. Website www.theplaceofrefuge.org. May God enrich your heart as you listen. Amen.
When God wants to establish his work anywhere, he shows a man a vision of what he wants to be done. And when that man receives the vision, just like Nehemiah, who is going to be our example tomorrow, the vision was given to Nehemiah to build the work of Jerusalem within 52 days. And when he received that vision, the next thing that God did was to begin to build a team around him. The priests, the goldsmiths, the brethren from Tekoa, different categories of brethren were teamed up together in order to execute that vision that God showed to Nehemiah. That's what we saw yesterday. And we saw that every laborer ought to understand that it's not important whether you are a planter or you are a waterer. Who is the person that matters? It is Christ. And that for every work we are going to do, Christ is the foundation. All that we need to do is to build on that foundation, just as the apostles did in their time. We also saw that there is no basis to compare. There is no basis to compete as ministers of God. And that every one of us ought to work with the notion that you are working with others in order to achieve the purpose of God. And at the end, as you walk, God himself will reward you abundantly in Jesus' name. We finalized yesterday that the laborer, the one who is going to be a team member, is much more important than the labor itself. He must have finished with sin, he's no longer a servant of sin, and he has established a functional, growing, progressive, cumulative relationship with God. He's growing day by day in his daily altar. He's going to become more like Christ in his daily altar. He has denied self. And the next thing is that he should recognize that God has given him gifts, graces, potential, talents, which is endowment, and the power of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which is endowment, for him to contribute into that team in order for the vision to be executed. And that you must realize that you are a steward of whatsoever God has committed into your hands. That's what we saw yesterday. So today, having understood that God works in team, having understood that God gives a man a vision, who is the custodian of that vision, the next thing is that God will bring around him a team of brethren to work together with him. Was it only Moses that built the tabernacle? Was it only Moses? Who received the vision? It was Moses. But he had to come, as people like Bezalel, Aholiab, the women, in fact the old tribes in Israel, had to join in building the tabernacle. That was the team for building the tabernacle. Nehemiah did not build the wall of Jerusalem alone, even though he was the one that received the vision. He had to get other brethren that worked together with him. Amen. When Noah was going to build the ark, his wife, his sons, and their wives, all of them, joined together to build what? But who received the vision? It was Noah. The same thing when Christ came and he wanted to begin to execute what God brought him there on earth. What did he do? He began to what? Mobilize what? Team of brethren to, and we call it Jesus and the 12. Hallelujah. Do we understand? So having established this, the next thing now is that let us assume that we have understood what the vision is. And what did we say the vision is centered on yesterday? On who? On Christ. And what's the assignment? Go and make disciples of all nations. If your vision is not Jesus and your assignment is not in line with the Great Commission, then you will need God to really help you to be aligned. Is that okay? Whatever it is that you are doing, be it school, be it singing, be it teaching, be it Sunday school, be it reaching out to people in the professional backgrounds, be it media, radio, be it internet, whatever it is that you are doing in the household of God or in the vineyard, the overall and basic assignment and the commission is go and make what? Disciples of all nations. Make others to become like Christ. As you yourself, you are also growing to become like Christ. That's the commission. Amen? So as you are here tonight, you are either a leader of a team or you are a team member in a particular team. Three of us. For example, if you are in the choir, the choir leader, who is he? Is the team leader. All those other people in there, what are they? Team members. Or you are in Bible study, or you are in prayer band, or you are in Sunday school, or you are the body of elders, and you are the pastor, or whatsoever. Whatsoever it is, we are either a leader of a team, or we are what? A team member. But whether you are a leader, you are also a team member. Hallelujah. So we want to now talk tonight, or that's what you discussed. How do you now begin to build the team? Because it's one thing to have a team. It's another thing to do what? In a football team, you have 11 players. The goalkeeper is there. The fullback right is there. The fullback left is there. The last man is there. Those people, midfielders are there. The strikers are there. The right winger is there. The left outer wing is there, isn't it? And all of them, they have different roles to play. And what is the goal? To score what? Their opponent. Amen. Do we understand? So, we have a team, but the next thing is, how do we build what? The team. That's what we started discussing today. And the first thing we said is that there is a basic team, which the talk began to address yesterday. That basic team is the husband and wife. And we saw yesterday that our wives, what are they to us? Eh? Favor. Amen. If you are not married, you don't have a wife yet, oh. So wait till you have your own favor in Jesus' name. Now, a team member must be committed to building the team. Amen? The issue of building the team is not, the onus is not only on the leader. Who is it on? Eh? Everyone who is in that team. So, like I said, it's either you are leading others or you are part of the what? Whichever one, you must be committed to building the team. Since we have agreed, I cannot do the work alone. And I must work with who? With others. So the beginning point of building a team is that one, you have denied yourself. See? He said, let him deny what? Himself. Take up what? Daily. And then what? You follow me. It is when you have denied self, you will not want to shine in the team. It is when you have denied self, you will not want to do the work alone. It is when you have denied self, you will not want to project yourself. It is when you have denied self, you will not want to stamp your name. It is when you have denied self, you will not want to build empire around who? Around yourself. So if you are going to build an effective team, the beginning point is that every team member must be committed to building that team. And the first thing is to say, Lord, I'm ready to deny myself. Secondly, you must continue to grow in your work with God, as we have seen in our family clinics. The issue of the altar. And thereafter, we are talking about, then you consecrate yourself to the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:14 and 15 says, no longer living for who? For yourself, but living for who? Him who loved you and died for us and rose again. Amen. Are we getting it? So as we live here now, if every time you are walking and you are thinking that it's about you, what is God teaching us now? It's about what? The team. And I must be committed to building what? The team. And it's not about whether I'm the one that did this or I'm not the one that did this. The matter is that the work is what? Is done. The vision is being executed. Whether I'm a planter or I'm a waterer, who matters? Is Jesus or God that gives the increase. Amen. Now, the next point we made is that you must have a clear understanding of the vision. We said that yesterday. And for you to be in a team, you must understand clearly what is the vision of that team. And if it's a correct team, what should be the vision? Make disciples of all nations. Then you now have to understand what is your own role in that particular team. Is that okay? If you are singing and you are in the choir, through singing, God can minister through your singing that men can be edified and it can help to their transformation. People can be convicted. People can be edified and they can be built. Isn't it? But in that team now, that's the overall goal. We want to affect lives to be like Christ. But maybe you are singing auto, or you are singing bass, or you are singing what? Do you understand? You must understand clearly what is your own. If you don't know what is your role, what will you do? You will step on what? On somebody else's toe. Amen? And we also saw that you must recognize the talents in you and make sure that you contribute that talent. Then we mentioned submitting to who? One, beginning from the leader. The fact that you are the leader doesn't mean you have the monopoly of everything. No. It's the wisdom of God that must be a leader. Is that okay? But the leader too need to submit to who? To other team members. And the team members ought to submit among themselves, and then all of them ought to submit to who? To the leader. Then the leader overall will also submit to who? To Christ. That's not to be the team. Amen? Do you understand what we are saying? God will help us in Jesus' name. So that I'm a team leader doesn't mean that I have monopoly of what? Of knowledge. You know everything. No, that's not how God does. Because, no. You're only to lead and you are the one in front. But these other team members can make their own what? Contributions. Or what? Suggestion. And when you take it and you know that this is of God, what do? You will submit to it because we have denied self. So you will say, no, I must be the one seeing the solution. If I go and take the solution now, this man will not come and say, hey, they say, for many years we have not moved forward. We have moved forward today. Hey! So who brought the wisdom is this brother. So in order now for the brother to take the glory, what will happen? You just cast that the suggestion. What is the problem? You have not yet denied what? Self. Do we see why we say we need to deny self? Eh? Are we understanding? We need to pray. We must pray. If we don't deny self, you cannot build a team. It is self that wants to be known. It is self that wants to be seen. It is self that wants to be heard. And he wants to take what? Eh? The glory. And that's why sometimes when people ask questions, don't answer them. Who did this? Who did that? If you want to answer, don't say me. What do you say? We. Nobody they bear we. It's a team. Abi? Amen? Then we saw that we must submit to who? The human leader. If you are going to build a team, what do? Eh? If you are in a team and you cannot submit to the leader, that team cannot be built with you. Did you hear that? If you are in a team and there is a leader appointed by God and you cannot submit to him, it means you're being in that team will not be what? It won't be built. Because as you are not submitting, you are causing what? Eh? You are causing confusion. Because people who don't submit to a leader, when they see somebody submitting, they will sow what inside his heart? Eh? A wrong seed. You say, why are you doing it now? Me, I'm not doing it though. This is what the Bible says. And you didn't go and meet the leader that you don't agree with this. And that's what you should do. If there is a dissenting opinion or whatsoever, what do? Eh? Meet the person and say, this is what you are thinking. And after you have said it, if they take it, fine. If they don't take it, what happens? Shuru, keep quiet and continue with the team. You are not the leader. Some people, once they don't take their suggestion, what happened? They port from what? MTN to it is a lot. You understand what I'm saying, but once some people they don't take their suggestion, what do? They will leave what? They will leave the team. These are wrong attitude, and that's why we are praying. Praise the Lord. So let's take note. My prayer tonight and your prayer tonight is that, Lord, I want to deny my, oh no, it's as soon as we should have denied what? But I want to be committed to building what? The team. So everything you mean that will not allow the team to be built, please, Lord, help me. Is that okay? Help me to submit to one another. Help me to submit to the leader. And if you are the leader, help me to submit to those who am together to build the team. Everything, thinking that you have the monopoly of wisdom, monopoly of knowledge, say, Lord, help me. I don't have it. I'm a team member also. And then the team can be what? Properly built. Hallelujah. Are we going together? Then we'll talk about praying together. Interaction, relationship, and what? There is no how me and this brother can interact in a team except we are sincere with each other. Huh? Sincerity is what? Sincerity is what? It's important. Sincerity. Openness. That's how to interact. That's how to fellowship. That's how to build a team. Now, in building the team, does this suggest there will be no friction? Eh? No. If you are building a team and there is no friction, that building the team is not genuine. It's superfluous. It's a fluke. There is no how you build a team. There is going to be what? And that's why it requires what? Growth. Growth. So the friction we had 5 years ago, if we are all growing, what will happen? 5 years time, what will happen? We have grown it. That's why we say deny self. That's why we say submit to one another. Praise the Lord. So praying together. The more we pray together, what happens to our heart? Is knitted what? Together. And then the more we share, the more we interact, the more we fellowship. Now, before we talk about building the team in relation to the work, we must first of all be relating with one another as what? As brothers and as sisters. Because if you don't have a good relationship with somebody and you only want to work with him, it will also know what? It won't work very well. So, relationship precedes what? Precedes working together. God will help us in Jesus' name. Forbearing one another. Why do you have to forbear? Huh? For means before, then bear. So before he offends me, I've already born with him. Do we get it? In any team, there must be what? Stepping on what? On toes. So before they step on your toes, just tell the person you've already forgiven him. You forbear. Forbear means, what is forbear? Forbear is forbear. You see, we have different backgrounds, different personalities, different levels of growth, understanding. Abi? So, if this person's disposition, I should be able to what? Huh? Forbear with him. Forbear means you bear with him. Believing that he himself will what? Will grow. Is that okay? So we need to forbear with one another. Another word for forbear is to tolerate. It's not to be in discipline, no. It's not to compromise, no. Amen? If you have passed through something and somebody is yet passing through that stage, you must forbear with him that it is the stage that you have what? You have passed through. So you bear with him. Believing that he will also what? He will outgrow it. Forbearing with one another. If you see that this man, this is tendency or this is this, you forbear with a view to helping him. And forbear means you try to, you know, go along with what? With everyone, because we are brethren. Sharing together, developing like-mindedness, then humility. Humility here talks about what? Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. And then finally, laboring together, striving shoulder to what? Shoulder. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. As I round up, I want you to take note that if we are going to build a team, what is the challenge? Each of us must be committed to it. Amen. Amen. He said, on the issue of submission, what of if the team leader is leading wrongly and is clearly known, yet he refused to take suggestion? What do you do? Why do you like asking this kind of question? We are teaching principle. Why don't you assume that team leader will do well? Why are we assuming that he will do what? He will do wrongly. This is what Uncle was talking of in the morning. Let's not be asking questions from what? From the negative. We are here to learn Christ. That team leader is not here. Amen? Is he here? Let us not start like that. Let us, first of all, take it that this thing I'm hearing is what? Is the truth, and I'm committed to it. It's a good question, no? But you see, sometimes I'm normally wondering, what kind of heart is it, what? Is it coming from? That's my problem. Now, if a team leader, you say, is leading you wrongly. Wrongly is a relative term. Do you understand? I say, let's be upstairs. He say, let's be bungalow. Is that one leading wrongly? That one is not too what? It's not too critical. Even though it's leading wrongly and you met him and he refused, he's still what? He's still the leader. Pray about it and let God do what? Resolve it. Except the team leader is leading to outright what? Error. That's where you can what? You cannot seek counsel on how somebody else who he respects or who can speak into it can what? Can correct the issue. But when you say he's leading wrongly in this morning now, this Sunday, I believe that the Holy Spirit said we should sing. Which one now? Hail Jesus, you are my king. And the man said, no, we are going to sing what? Oh, worship the king. You say he's leading wrongly. If it is that kind of leading wrongly, that one is what? It's not an issue. Is that okay? Because when you say leading wrongly, you yourself, how do you know it's leading wrongly? You yourself, they are saying leader is leading wrongly. Which eye you get to know that it's leading wrongly? Are you understand what I'm saying? So the issue is that let us have a correct what? A correct heart. And if you feel or you are persuaded that your leader is leading wrongly, that's why I say that wrongly is a relative thing. Is it wrongly as far, let us do Bible study on forgiveness. And he said, let's do Bible study on something else. That one, the matter that we're still doing what? Bible study. Do you get what I'm saying? But if it is something that is critical and is affecting the what? Foundation, which is Jesus at that point. Then we will need to bring an external help to resolve the issue. But not little things. You just say, no, the man cannot lead wrong. He's leading us where? Wrongly. I can't follow him. And before you know, what do? You bolt out. No. You'll be breaking the body. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. He says, sir, throw more light on how adolescent can submit to the human leader. Which light again? There is no other light other than the light that has been what? Shown. And adolescent, what do? You submit to the person that that is your leader now. What is submission? Do what you are asked to do. Amen. I don't know what that question is looking for. Finally, so that we pray. By my spirit, I'm sure they didn't take it in your class. Am I right? That particular aspect is simply saying that for us, having understood and we are building the team, when we now want to execute the work of God, we must understand one thing. It is never by power, nor by might, but what? By my spirit. And anything you try to do and it's not the Holy Spirit, it will not go far. Is that okay? That's what we are trying to say there. And during the laborers' convocation, we emphasize so much on the Holy Spirit and revival. And we need the Holy Spirit to lead us. There was a place that Paul, they wanted to preach in Asia. The Holy Spirit did not allow them. They wanted to go to Bithynia. He also did not what? Allow them. And he said instead they should go to where? Macedonia. Is it not the Spirit of God? How will the Holy Spirit be telling you not to go and preach the word of God? When God has said preach the word, it's not a contradiction. The matter is, as at that point in time, the owner of the work, his emphasis is where? That particular place. But when you don't have the leader, when you are not submitting to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and you are just going, no break, no jam, you would have gone and you have left the Holy Spirit where? Behind. That's what we are trying to say there. And as many of us that are children of God, we are, what are we? as men that are led by the Spirit of God, what are they? They are the sons of God. Where and how can an adolescent fit into this work of team building? Where is MAPIS? All these adolescent questions. How do you fit into the team building as an adolescent? Praise the Lord. As an adolescent, where, first of all, your own can start from the home. Is that okay? In the home, is there a team building there? Eh? Eh? So as an adolescent, you can start from the home. When the father or the head of the house gives what? This is what we want to do. And he says, okay, this. That is also part of what? Team building. Is that okay? Beginning from where? From the home. And wherever you are serving, either in the school, school fellowship, or in the church, wherever, it can be relevant to you, for you to be member of that team and to encourage the team to be built. Praise the Lord. Does the serving together as a team as a starting or beginning point? Yes, we said that there is a visionary, and then when Jesus started, what did he do? Bible said he began to recruit what? Disciples. Abi? That's the beginning point of what? Building a team. When Nehemiah got to Jerusalem, what did he begin to do? He began to build what? A team. So team building has a beginning point when God begins to bring the people to be members of that team. We didn't put it in our study, but let me quickly say it. The people that are going to be the team members of that team, it is God that still has to what? To bring them to you. Don't cajole, don't coerce, don't beg. Let it be God that will bring them. Is it everybody that must serve? If so, is it mandatory or compulsory? Yes, we are saved to what? To serve. Say we have been delivered from the hands of the enemy so that we can serve him in what? In holiness without fear all the days of our life. You are supposed to serve. You are to serve your father. The team for last year, workers you did was what? The father's business. Please, we are supposed to serve if we are born again. As an adolescent, how can I join in serving the work of God? There are many ways you can do that as an adolescent. I've said, first of all, you can start where? In the home. Secondly, if you see some gifts manifesting in your life, is that okay? Or what you can do easily, that can give you what? An opportunity that is what, for that, at that point in time, you can sing, so you can join where? Choir or what? Or band. Is that okay? And once you join there, you may be a member of that team. Whatsoever is it that God has given you as a, and if you don't know, when you see any opportunity to serve, what do you do? Just serve. Clean the church. Do whatsoever. There are always opportunities. And as you keep growing, a point will come. It will be clear of what God wants to do with your life. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. As we pray this evening, one prayer point. What is the prayer point? Lord, I want to be committed. As what? As a team member. Any team that will not make inside me, that will not allow the team to be built, please help me and deliver me from it in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? You alone are my heart's desire.